Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler. Happy to be joined today by one of the premier offensive linemen in the 2024 NFL draft. That is Jordan Slaughter from Illinois. Jordan, first things first, man. Appreciate you joining me. How's this pre-draft process been for you so far?
Honestly, it's been a blessing, you know, just learning more about the inside of the game, how teams work, you know, talking to different teams and how they do things. It's been really a learning experience, and I can't complain about it.
Jordan, what are some of the parts of your game, man, here over these last few months since the season ended for you guys in Illinois, things that you're looking to fine-tune in your game? Is it your hands? Is it in pass pro? Or is it just flat-out getting stronger and more flexible along the offensive line? Because obviously you're a versatile type of player, man. What are some things you're looking to iron out here in your game as you work into your first NFL preseason here in these next few months?
I've been working a lot on my pass set, just working on different types of angles, going against different defenders, you know, versus speed and power. Also been cross-training at different positions because you can never know on offensive line where you're slotted at. So I just wanted to make sure I'm good to go at all five. And also just also getting stronger, too. I think that's a big key for me. I'm a strong guy myself, but you can never be too strong, you know, and also being flexible has been a big part of this routine so far.
Jordan, for those out there, man, that weren't able to watch you in the Big Ten here over these last few years, what are teams getting in Jordan Slaughter, not just as an offensive lineman and a versatile one at that, but also a man in the locker room and a leader in the locker room as well?
Oh, they're getting a guy who wants to learn. That's the first thing I did when I got to Illinois. I want to learn, you know, learn the offense, ins and outs, every position, so you can always make the call for somebody else. And also a young guy who's willing, you know, to wait his turn. You know, you never know what happens in the league. You can be a day one starter or a starter after year one. So I'm just ready to and willing to learn and work and be ready when my time is called. So I'm just get there and learn from the older guys, veterans on the team, because one day I'll be that guy myself.
Absolutely. Jordan, talk about your time, man, in the Big Ten at Illinois. Obviously, you're facing competition like Johnny Newton every single day in practice, whether you're aligned at tackle, whether you're aligned inside at guard. The talent that you faced every day. And also you got guys beside you and Julian Pearl and Isaiah Adams, the offensive talent that's come out of there. Just talk about your time there in Champaign, how it helped you evolve as a player and as a young man as well.
I had a really great time in Illinois in my 6 years there. There was a lot of ups and downs. Obviously, you can see with our record over the years, we had some really good years and some bad years. But it taught me a lot about perseverance and persistence. You know, I never thought about transferring to leaving our program. That was one thing that was never on my mind because I was always loyal to them. And going against those guys every day really helped me sharpen my tools, going against different players during the game and learning from Julian and Isaiah, who were two brilliant players. It really taught me a lot about myself and how they look at the game differently than I do.
Jordan, can you talk about the differences as far as how you approach certain positions, whether it's at tackle, your footwork, or things you look at in offensive lineman, or things you look at when you're that guard, or potentially if you had to ever line at center in a pinch? What are some things of how you approach different positions along the front five that really helps you prepare and help you win a snap before the ball's ever snapped off the line of scrimmage?
It's really all about, I think we say Illinois is KYP, is just knowing your person, knowing who you're going against. Like, if you have an edge rusher, does he like to, you know, take the edge? Is he a speed guy? Or is he going to go bull to straight to power? And then being on the interior, is he a guy good with his hands like Johnny or Keith Randolph? Or is he going to try to go right through you? And so it's really all about just getting those reps in the film room, which is important, which is something we did a lot and I've been doing since I finished up playing in Illinois. It's just learning who you're going against and also remembering those reps, say if you had a bad one or even a good one, and use what worked best for you.
Jordan, there's not a lot of guys in this pre-draft process that are as versatile as yourself and have the opportunity, man, to compete at one of these pre-draft showcases. You had the opportunity to go down and compete at the Tropical Bowl. You had a hell of a week, heard great things from scouts from you after that week. Just talk about your experience down there, the importance for you to show up, wear that Illinois helmet just one last time, and compete against some of the best talent in the country.
It was great. That was a lot of good talent there. And I think one thing I took away from the Tropical Bowl was that there's a lot of talent that goes unnoticed, especially in the college recruiting process. There's guys from NAIA, D3, D2, who were absolute dogs on the field. And it shows how that no matter what division you're in, there's going to be somebody good everywhere. And it was just really great for the competition-wise and also learning, like playing in the NFL. It's basically like an NFL game. We're going with the rules. And so I was just learning new things every day, which was perfect for me.
Jordan, are there guys maybe active in the game today or inactive, guys you watch in high school or as a kid in the NFL, that you take certain things from their game? Obviously, yourself as a versatile guy, guys aren't at the NFL level. You know, you have guys that can play tackle, slide into guard if they have to, but you don't have a lot of players that can jump anywhere like you did in your time at Illinois, man. Just what are some guys that you've looked to or looked up to over these last few years of your career and take some things from their game and add into yours?
I really like, over the time when I was younger, Marshall Young, that I played for the Ravens for a long time. Really big player, athletic. They ran, you know, a lot of inside zone and power schemes. It's something that I can relate to. A player nowadays that I like is Quentin Nelson from the Colts. Very big player, athletic. Moves well, moves people well a lot, which is something I can relate to myself. And on the tackle side of things, I really like Trent Williams, which is, you know, also lineman's dream to be like him one day. So that'll always be my favorite player.
I love it. Jordan, a couple more, man, before we get you out of here. What are some things you like to do away from football? We talked about your game when you're all strapped up and you're flat out getting after people and putting them on their ass, man. But what are some things you like to do, man, away from football? You a gaming guy? You like to cook? Just chill? What are some things you like to do, man?
I like the game, yeah. Sometimes I can get a little bit too carried away with it, but I've been, you know, a little cautious about it since now. But I like to just spend time with my family. You know, I didn't have that opportunity the 6 years in school to do it as much as I wanted to. And so now I'm just trying to spend every minute with them I can before I head off to wherever team, you know, decides to take me. And I want to get into fishing, so that's a big thing I want to do.
So with fishing, are you guys just like, hey, I'm going to head down to the local pond and catch some catfish? Are you guys that I want to get on a boat, head out to deep sea fishing, catch some marlin or something like that?
I'm more of a pond guy. You won't catch me on a boat that often.
All right, man. Look, last one for you, Jordan, before we get you out of here, man. Just what is your why? When you look back on this thing, the process for you as a kid, first time ever put on a helmet, the successful career obviously you had at Illinois, what is the why? When you put your feet every day on the ground and you look back at this thing and say, I want to be the best athlete and the best man possible every single day, what is your driving force?
The biggest thing is my family. You know, we've been tight-knit since day one. And it's only four of us, you know, my mom, my dad, and my sister. And they've always pushed me to be the best version of myself I can be. They never let me give up on my dreams, and I always push them towards theirs. And so we've always had each other's back no matter what situation we're in.
All right, everyone, that's my conversation with Illinois offensive lineman Jordan Slaughter. Look, you got the name, last name of Slaughter. You better flat out get after people. And you turn on the tape of Jordan, that ability to be that sixth man along the offensive line, whether you ask him to be a starter or whether you have him to be that swing tackle or swing guard, versatility is king in the NFL. Doesn't matter along your offensive line, corners room, receivers, running backs. You got to be able to do multiple things in the NFL today. And a guy like Jordan that can wear multiple hats and do a lot of things well is going to make an NFL team very happy here as he moves in to his first professional campaign. So my thanks goes out to Jordan for taking time out of his busy schedule and joining me. Always appreciate you guys tuning in. A lot more of these prospect interviews to come out here as we get closer to next week in the 2024 NFL Draft. Always appreciate you guys. My work is on X at underscore Ryan Fowler, and of course at Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. And of course, this podcast is on all podcast platforms. So appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you soon. I'm Ryan Fowler, and this is Commanding the Huddle.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.